This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it ended access to virtually all abortions in Wisconsin. Since then, the state has seen protests, campaign ads, and new political groups aimed at organizing the people who believe the state's 1849 abortion ban is too restrictive. But in a closely divided swing state, the future of that law could come down to a relatively small number of undecided voters. Rob Mincer reports.
For Democrats running for office this year, the calculation is simple. They believe their position on abortion rights is popular, and the Republican Party's anti-abortion views are unpopular. In the race for governor, Democrat Tony Evers has launched new ads that say Republican Tim Michaels would force a 12-year-old who is raped to give birth. It's a likely reference to Michaels' position when he ran for U.S. Senate in 2004. Michaels was asked then about such a scenario on WPR's regional talk show Route 51. He began by saying he couldn't think of a worse crime than the rape of a 12-year-old.
But I think in the end, what I would try and tell them is, you know, there's a life in there, a life that was created by God. And if you carry that baby full term, there'll be 25 or 35 couples that will be there willing and ready to adopt that baby and love it and raise it as their own.
Michael's 2004 answer is a marker of how deeply held his anti-abortion views are. But 2022 is a different world than 2004. Then abortion was legal in Wisconsin. The example was hypothetical. Neither of those things is true anymore. Late last month, Michaels changed his position, saying he would not veto a bill that added exceptions for rape and incest to Wisconsin's abortion ban. A Michaels campaign spokesperson pointed to the candidate's recent statements and said the WPR appearance was nearly 20 years old. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision in June to overturn the right to abortion access was a generational victory for conservatives, but politically, it seems to have helped Democrats. The Marquette University Law School poll found more than 80% of Wisconsin voters believe rape and incest exceptions should be allowed. About 60% of voters and two-thirds of independent voters say Roe v. Wade should never have been overturned.
It's fine for 50 years, and then you wake up one morning and now it's not legal.
That's Jill Reesley. The 71-year-old from Cudahy identifies as an independent, and she's voted for Republicans in the past, not this year.
If any woman in this state votes Republican, they are totally out of their minds.
Reesley was one of more than 100 Wisconsin voters who told WPR's Wisconsin Main Street Agenda Project that abortion was her most important voting issue in the midterms. WPR interviewed 5 women who said they were politically independent or who leaned Republican.
The government should not be involved. I don't want a politician making decisions that I should be making with my healthcare provider.
More than just abortion being medical care, it's also about people having the right to make their own choices in their lives.
I actually feel ashamed that we let our young woman down.
That was Jean Bartz of Baraboo, Michelle Johnson of Sullivan, and Mary Fuller of Appleton. None of them identifies herself as a Democrat, but they all say this is the issue that will decide their votes this year. Mary Kate Lazat is a political scientist at Augusta University in Georgia. She studies gender gaps in politics. She says abortion is not one of the issues where there's a pronounced difference between women's and men's views. But
Republicans in general are much more likely than Democrats to disagree with their party on abortion, on overturning Roe.
And that's why Lazat thinks women who hold somewhat conflicted views on the issue really could reshape the electorate.
Even if they don't identify as pro-choice or have always identified as weakly pro-life, there's a lot of people who are not going to be in favor of a complete lack of access.
Wisconsin is a closely divided state, and races for governor and U.S. Senate are tightly contested. Most voters say inflation and economic concerns are more important to them than abortion rights. But for Democrats, the state's political future may hinge on whether abortion is the issue that can make independent voters swing their way. Rob Mincer, Wisconsin Public Radio.